Questo è un disco che a me è piaciuto assai, lo stiamo suonando già più o meno da quando è uscito, ormai da qualche mese, un titolo del 2022, per quel che riguarda una band molto giovane che viene da Hebden Bridge, West Yorkshire, ossia i Lounge Society, Archie Dewis, Cameron Davey, Herbie May e Annie Paskin Hussein, che abbiamo con noi al telefono. Hi Annie, and welcome here to Radio Città Aperta.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, thanks to be with us. I'm very glad to speak with you because I have very appreciate your album, your sound, and there are very interesting stories around this this title, because yes, there is a lot of energy, a lot of rage, good melodies inside, and so I know that you have composed together. There is not one of yours that came in the studio with his idea, but you write together all the things. Is it true?
Yeah, all the songs on the album were written together. At one of our houses in like a rehearsal space, so like all the music and all the lyrics we kind of do collaboratively.
Yes, e insomma stavo dicendo ad Ani che ho molto apprezzato il loro disco perché ci sono tante cose interessanti al loro interno, una grande energia, molta rabbia, ma anche un senso melodico spiccato, ecco, però non c'è un leader, sono tutti e quattro collaborativi, non c'è nessuno che arriva in studio, ho questa idea e la sviluppa insieme, ma scrivono tutto insieme, sia i testi che le musiche. Ed è un disco che esce per un'etichetta importante, quale la Speedy Wonderground, che è una di quelle più importanti in ambito del cosiddetto neopost-punk, ma non solo. It's very important for you to record for Speedy Wonderground because it's a very important record label at the moment. I think there is a Speedy Wonderground, Partisan Records maybe, and others that at the moment are producing very interesting titles. So what it means for you to be with them?
Cam here. We've like loved Speedy Wonderground for years now.
Yes.
We got very lucky when we sent in like a chance email when we recorded Generation Game, but it was brilliant. They were kind of exactly who we'd hoped to be on. We loved all the other bands and Dan Carey's approach. And then when we got into the studio and started recording, we saw it was kind of all as good as people have said. And since then, we've just got grown our relationship with Dan, and things have just got better and better.
Yeah. Quindi è stato sicuramente bellissimo poter vedere realizzata la possibilità di incidere per Speedy Wonderground, perché loro mandarono insomma il brano a Dan Carey di Speedy Wonderground e insomma lui ha apprezzato, e proprio per questa etichetta hanno inciso un 7 pollici che ha venduto tra l'altro benissimo, ha fatto circolare in maniera importante il nome del gruppo, e ora è uscito sempre per Speedy Wonderground l'album Turtle Liber, ed è un titolo che sta andando benissimo. So, after the release of Generation Game, that it sells very well, and many people have appreciated the sound of the records. So, other people waiting too much for your album, for Tidal Liberty, and so you feel the pressure of this, or not, when you recorded the Tired of Liberty?
I think more than anything, we were kind of quite excited to do a full length album, because we'd done the single, and then we did an EP, which was sort of four songs. So for us to get into a studio with Dan and be able to work on a whole full length record was quite exciting. And we got to kind of experience the studio in a different way, because we were there for 2 weeks rather than just a couple of days. And I think our relationship with Dan really developed whilst we were making the album, which was nice.
E quindi hanno realizzato questo album concentrandosi subito sul lavoro, chiudendosi in sala per due settimane, lavorando con Dan Carey per Speedy Wonderground. Quindi il tutto è venuto in maniera molto istintiva e potente, e questo è veramente comunicativo. Why this title, Tired of Liberty? At the moment, the liberty and the freedom, if you intend this, it's not very easy to find.
No, certainly. That title, we wanted to question liberty. As you say, it's... across the world, it can be manipulated and used. But for us, we kind of just, through our songs, wanted to focus on a raw and unblemished use of liberty, and just escapism and being creative with our with four mates. So that's kind of the idea of the album.
This album is kind of liberty for us.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of our liberty. So I guess it could be never get tired of liberty, really.
Yeah.
And for us, never get tired of what we're doing.
Yes, it's very important. Ok, I'm going to translate. Da una parte c'è l'analisi di come la libertà viene manipolata, magari ci viene fatto credere di essere liberi, ma non è così, poi a livello mondiale. Dall'altra c'è la voglia di essere liberi, magari in maniera proprio creativa, artistica, musicale, e per questo è assolutamente importante essere in una band come i Lounge Society, dove c'è la libertà di esprimersi e di connettersi insieme, come ci hanno dimostrato proprio con questo album. So, in the next few days you will be in Italy. You will play on Friday in Bologna and on Saturday in Milan. Is it your first time in Italy?
Yes, for me, definitely. I think maybe Herbie, who's in the band, has been to Napoli once, Naples, but for us it's our first time. We're really excited to see the country and to get a chance to play. Really excited to try the food as well.
yeah, I will be there in Milan. I am very curious to see you live. Quindi sì, per la prima volta che vengono in Italia, è stato uno di loro a Napoli, ma in una formula differente, non con il gruppo. Invece saranno dal vivo, ripeto, venerdì a Bologna al Covo e sabato all'Arcibellezza di Milano. Io sarò lì a vedermeli dal vivo. sentivo con molta curiosità. Now we are going to listen another song, Blood Money, another interesting composition of yours, and then we will come back to have other question with you. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Thanks. Disco che si chiama Third Liberty per The Lounge Society. Stiamo avendo un'intervista con Annie Pascal-Hussein di Lounge Society. C'è anche Cameron Davy, che infatti aveva risposto prima anche al telefono, e quindi Lounge Society qui con noi oggi a Radio Città Aperta. Stiamo parlando del loro album Third Liberty e poi del loro concerto che ci sarà venerdì e sabato, venerdì a Bologna al Covo e sabato all'Arcibellezza di Bologna. Formazione molto giovane, credo che siano più o meno dei ventenni. So I think that you are on your 20s, you are 20 years old or something like that, is it correct?
Yeah, we're 19, one of us is 20, yeah, 19 and 20.
Okay, 19 anni e 20 anni, you are very young, but you have a very clear idea about the moment, the actual situation of our society. So, do you think that the young people is interested at the moment about the politic things or not? Thinking about, for example, other young that around you.
Yeah, I think politics are always important, and I guess we're lucky that we've always had an understanding as younger people. It's not like something we'd wait to be aware of until we're older. But I think also most people can't have as much of a voice as the older generation with politics and who's in power. So it's all the more reason for us to talk about it and write about it.
Yeah.
Eh sì, dice infatti che probabilmente c'è più un'urgenza da parte dei giovani rispetto a quelli un pochino più grandi nel far sentire la propria voce riguardo poi la politica attuale, le scelte che riguardano la società, anche perché poi sono i primi a doverne poi vivere le conseguenze, quindi c'è voglia proprio di urlare e di far sentire la propria voce, e loro lo fanno anche con la propria musica. Thinking about your music and your released, I'm very interested about the collaboration that you have made with the Orioles, other band that I very appreciated that came not far from where you live, because you came from Ebden Bridge, and if it's correct, the Orioles came from Halifax or something like that. And so can you tell us something about this collaboration?
So when we, the Orioles come from a place about 15 minutes away from us. So we've known them for quite a long time. When we were young, like 13, 14, we went to see the Orioles quite a lot at the Trades Club, which is our local venue in Hebden Bridge. So I suppose, like, in a way, we sort of owe the Orioles a little bit, you know. They kind of encouraged us to join a band, I think. And we sort of met properly at those gigs, and that sort of encouraged us to give a band a go, really. Mm. And now we sort of become friends with them as we've got older and met them and stuff, and they're really lovely, all of them.
Eh beh, è una collaborazione che li ha fatti diventare anche amici, magari chissà in futuro potrebbero collaborare insieme, così come hanno fatto con questo singolo uscito nel 2021, Euroborealis Burn the Other, dove appunto c'è una rivisitazione di ciascuno dei due dei rispettivi brani, ed è un lavoro insomma che coinvolge giovani formazioni che vengono dall'Inghilterra e che ci hanno regalato sicuramente degli ottimi lavori. So you came from a little town called Ebden Bridge. I remember in the past for a band it was very important to go to play in London, maybe to live there. Now I think in the last 10 years for a band it's not important to go in a great city, but it can have his career staying in a little place as yours. Is it true or not?
I think so. Where we live is also in between Manchester and Leeds, so that in the past has been very helpful. We're lucky that there's a venue called the Trades Club and the Golden Lion that are kind of known throughout the north and throughout England. Like lots of bands who will play bigger shows in cities will come to the Trades Club to play shows. And we're lucky that we got some of our first gigs there. And then, yeah, Manchester wasn't too far. So we for most of our early career, we didn't really play shows in London, but that didn't seem to have a negative effect. Which, yeah, I think is different now, as you say.
Esatto. In passato era per una band importante andare a vivere a Londra o comunque stare nel circuito musicale grande dove si poteva insomma stringere un contatto e suonare dal vivo. Ora loro vivono in un posto che è un po' a metà strada tra Leeds e Manchester, e quindi si possono spostare facilmente anche per vedere in passato concerti o suonare anche dal vivo da quelle parti, farsi conoscere. Anche a Ebden Bridge c'è, se non sbaglio, un locale che comunque ha ospitato importanti realtà, e quindi ecco, adesso non è più come prima, fondamentale trasferirsi in una grande città per poter poi operare e farsi conoscere. So I'm curious about your live set. Which kind of approach do you have on stage? Is different from your recording studio, or in some ways similar?
I think when we play live, generally it's more energetic and a little bit chaotic, in a good way. I suppose there's energy and chaos on the record, but live I think it comes through a little bit more, and we all let loose a little bit, which is kind of one of our favourite things about playing live.
Yes.
Being able to sort of change how songs sound a little bit sometimes, you know, make them a little bit heavier maybe.
E quindi dal vivo loro sono ancora più energici e rabbiosi rispetto a quello che è su studio. Allora, diciamo, lo sottolinea lui, lo aggiungo anche io, che dal vivo, scusate, da disco, comunque il tutto suona bello, potente, aggressivo e arriva. Però dal vivo sono ancora più tosti, talvolta fin troppo tosti, però insomma va bene così, ci piace in questo senso. E sappiamo insomma che in Inghilterra il loro disco sta andando molto bene. Is it true that at the moment your record is going very well in your country?
Yeah, we've been doing very well. We put a lot of focus into the physical records, the vinyl, because that's always something all of us have dreamed of, having like our own record on wax. It was quite special for us, but as opposed to like streaming on Spotify, it was more that like the records, the physical sales was what we really cared about, and that seemed to work out for us. We, after a first week or so, we did better than expected for our sales playing with the record stores. So yeah, very happy about that. It was very important to us.
E quindi, ecco, sì, loro sono molto contenti come sta andando il disco, sono concentrati soprattutto affinché il disco fisico si possa trovare, sì, va bene Spotify, sì, va bene tutti gli streaming, ma loro amano anche proprio essere presenti, è un sogno essere presenti proprio sul vinile, essere visibili anche in un negozio dischi. Tra l'altro aggiungo, ho chiesto in privato, che il loro disco sarà possibile acquistarlo anche dal vivo qui in Italia, perché ultimamente con la Brexit parecchi gruppi hanno avuto difficoltà a poter importare i propri vinili in vendita in Italia, invece da quello che ho chiesto in privato sarà possibile acquistare il loro album, ma glielo chiedo anche in diretta. Is it correct that it will be possible to buy your vinyl in Italy during your live set?
Yes, yeah, we've got some vinyl with us and some T-shirts.
Yes,
we've been selling after the shows in Europe so far. We've spent quite a lot of time going to the merchandise desk after the show and signing records and stuff, which has been nice. Nice opportunity to meet the fans and stuff.
Do you will sell only Tired of Liberty, or you have a possibility to sell also Silk for the Starving, the other single?
I think we've just got Tired Liberty.
Okay.
I think we've sold out of we've run out of new ones. We're quite low on records. We sold quite a lot in Holland and stuff, but hopefully we'll have enough left for Italy.
E quindi sarà possibile acquistare Tired of Liberty agli stand, e poi avranno anche delle loro t-shirt. Io vi consiglio assolutamente di acquistare e ascoltare la loro musica, perché merita assolutamente. So thank you so much to be with us. For me it is a very great pleasure to speak with us, with you, because I very appreciate your music, your sound. I'm very curious to see you live, and so I hope to know you Milan then after the gig.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
oh,
thank
man.
You.
Look forward to it.
Lovely,
yeah.
Lovely to meet you.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
So I selected No Driver, but if you want to select another song of your album, you can say to me and I will play it.
No driver is a good one, yeah.
Okay, no driver, it's okay. Thank you so much to the Lounge Society, grazie ai Lounge Society per essere stati qui con noi, per aver chiacchierato di questo disco e di questo bel progetto che ascolteremo insieme. Quindi, thanks too much to Lounge Society, thanks to Hany and to Cameron to be with us.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank you. See you on the next days.
Time.